So this is my favorite part, actually, is when Stephen excuses the kids and they leave and then there's only like 5 people left. So this time we actually get to invite them forward and see how there's going to be like 5 of you left and all of them down here. So all the kids that want to come participate, I'm going to ask you all now to come and sit. And we're going to sit in the front up here. So all the kids. Instead of Pastor Stephen excusing you, you guys get to all come sit right in here. But you're going to sit on the floor right here. Sorry, let me be more specific. Just kind of sit over here. Well, there's a lot more adults today here, too. You can stay there. That's fine. They're okay. So, guys, today we're going to do about a story based on family. There's a lot of families in the Bible. Does anybody know any stories or any families? Bryce?
Joseph.
You saw my notes. That's not fair. Tell me another family in the Bible. Yeah, there's Jonah. What's a family? Do we have families like Maggie? Tell us a family. Noah had a family? Yes. So there's a lot. We have Adam and Eve. They were the first family. We have Ruth and Naomi, who lost half of their family, and they became a family of two. So today we're going to talk about the story of Joseph, and we're going to do some activities along the way. But I'm going to have to read from this, because I'm not good as Pastor Stephen and Jesse, so I'm going to be reading a little bit to you guys. So the story is about a young man named Joseph. His father's name is Jacob, and they live in Canaan, from where his grandfather was from. Joseph was 17, old enough to drive a car these days, and he had 11 brothers, and only one brother was younger than him. Now, I know a lot of you, the most you guys have in your family is about 4. Could you guys imagine having 11 brothers and sisters? Yeah. So, especially the parents. And back then, the families were really big. So we're going to actually, I'm going to ask a few of you, I'm going to hand you one of these. And I want you to stand up, and we're going to line up to see how big a family of 11 is. And I'm just going to mix around. I'm just going to hand something out. You're just going to take one here. No, we're going to. I only have 11, so only some of you are going to get to go. Yeah. Marco, Patrick, do you want to go up with Maggie? No. Okay. So, let's see how big this is. This is almost all of you guys. Look at this. Okay, now let's stand up and let's line up and see what a family of 11 plus a dad looks like.
Yeah, I'm Dan.
So we have a big... Now, I was going to ask you guys to say the names, but they're pretty hard names. So let's see, what does 11 look like? Now, there is Jacob is in here, and he is the father. Okay, and then we have a lot of others. So these are all brothers. So this is 12. Now, could you guys imagine living in a family this big? Kind of. It would be very crazy, huh? That's Gad. This is Naphtali. That's as close as I can get on that.
This is Benjamin.
Okay, yeah. So okay, so you guys are all brothers and sisters. How does that feel? No, these are all Joseph's brothers. That was Joseph's brother. I know. You're Joseph, yes. Yeah, there's lots of Josephs. Okay, so let's sit down. Now we know what a family looks like. So let's sit down.
Okay.
And if you guys can hold them nicely, I'll let you hold on to them. If you flop them around, then we'll have to put them away. Okay. So this is a long story, so let's sit down. So Joseph was one of the youngest brothers, and he was the favorite of his father. So Jacob, his father, made a special robe. And I got an example for you guys, 2 different robes. So Joseph, does anybody know he had a very colorful coat? Yep, here, since you're Joseph, you can come up here for me, Noah. We're going to try this on. I didn't have a real coat, so we just made a fancy little, hold on to it just a little bit. There we go. Okay. Now, yeah, look at that. Now here's the other coat. So do we have, let me see, Gad. Who's Gad? I think that's you. Yeah, come here. Now this is going to be way too big for your head, but look it. So Gad had, now if you were a brother, how would you feel if you had this jacket and your brother had, look at how beautiful this one is. Now some of you might like the color brown and think that's awesome, but
I don't.
I like the rainbow one. What do you think?
Yeah.
Rainbow one's pretty cool, huh? Okay, so how would it make you feel if your mom or dad, yeah, that's the right word actually, jealous. Thank you, Joseph. You can sit down. You'll be my Joseph today, okay? Okay, you can sit down, Noah. Okay, now how would that make you guys feel? I heard jealous earlier, but how did it make you feel, Connor? We'll talk about him in a minute. Yeah, he did have, yes. It would make you sad, huh? So guess what happened, guys? The brothers, there's 11 brothers. 10 of them were very jealous. They did not like Joseph and the fact that his father liked him more because he got a special coat. They got so jealous they couldn't even say anything nice to him. One day, Joseph had a dream. Guess what? He said to his brothers, last night I had a strange dream. Hey, guys, let's listen to the story just a little bit. We were tying up bunches of grain in the field. One of the bunches stood up while all of you were gathered around and bowed down to me. The brothers looked at each other in disgust, but Joseph continued. Then I had another dream that the sun, moon, and even stars bowed down to me. Who do you think you are? The brother said. Do you think you are better than all of us? Do you think we would ever bow down to you? This made the brothers dislike Joseph even more. So in those days, when you bowed down to like a king or something, that was a lot different than it is now. But would you ever want to bow down to one of your brothers or kind of recognize they're more important? No. Well, that's how Joseph's brothers felt, right? Joseph's brothers didn't like it either. Yeah? So a few days later, Joseph's father asked him to check on his brothers. They were in the fields quite a distance away, so Joseph went to find them. When the brothers saw Joseph in the distance, they made a plan to kill him. But when Reuben, Joseph's oldest brother, heard this, he said, "Let's not kill him, just throw him in the well out there in the field." He said this because he was secretly planning to come back and rescue Joseph. So who has the Reuben? Who's Reuben? So you're not Reuben? Oh, okay. So Reuben was actually going to try to help Joseph. So he had a little bit more of a tender heart. So when Joseph came to them, they took off his beautiful robe and they threw him in an empty well. A little while later, a group of people came by that were wanting to sell things to Egypt. One of the brothers spoke up and said, "Why don't we sell him to these people? This way we'll never have to see him again, and we don't have to kill him." The other brothers liked this idea, so they sold him to people who were in Egypt. Unfortunately, Reuben had been working and hadn't seen what had happened. When he returned to the well, he noticed that Joseph was gone. He had been sold to an important man named Potiphar. So how would that make you guys feel if your brother sold you? Yes. Let's let Maggie answer. It would feel sad, huh? Hey, guys. Hold on. What about you, Connor? How would that make you feel if Bryce sold you? Yeah, he'd be in a lot of trouble, huh? Yeah, Mom and Dad wouldn't like that. Well, how much did he get for you, though?
$4 million.
No, not enough. Sorry. No. No. Okay, so let's hear. We're going to do something in a minute, so let's hear the rest of this. So the rest of the... Wait. I lost right at that. I apologize. When Reuben came back... Okay, the rest of the brothers took Joseph's robe. So listen, guys. They took the robe, and what they did is they dipped it in animal's blood so that they would... Yeah. Yeah, so that... Yeah, exactly. Because they wanted the dad to think he was his dad. Yeah, it's kind of mean.
That's kind of gross, too.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't want to hand.
I wouldn't either.
Ew.
Yeah. So when they went back to their father, They said, he said, some animals killed my son. So the father thought that his son was dead, and that made the father very sad. And he cried for many days. But we know what's going on, right? Joseph isn't dead. They were tricking him. So Joseph had started out a slave, but the Lord was with Joseph. And we're going to hear this word a lot. The Lord was with Joseph. And he helped him do everything right. So Potiphar made him his helper and put him in charge of everything. So do you guys know, like, an important person in Egypt would have, like, a really big house and lots of animals? So Joseph was so good and let God use him that he was in charge of everything. Everything. All Potiphar had to worry about was what he was eating for dinner.
Really?
Really? Yeah. Yeah. Wouldn't that be, that would be kind of weird. But that was how good Joseph was. So then there's something happened in Potiphar's house, and Potiphar's wife lied about Joseph to her husband, and Potiphar put him in jail. So Joseph's been, what, he's been in the ground, he's been buried, he's been in a well. Okay, guys, we're almost at a good part, ready? So he's been in a well. Where else has he been? He was sold, and now he's back, now he's in jail. Like, that doesn't sound very fun, does it? But listen to this verse again. The Lord was with him. Here, I'll collect these now. The Lord was with him. I know. Here, so the Lord was with him in jail. But guess what happened in jail? The Lord was with him. The Lord was with Joseph in jail. And guess what, guys? He became in charge of the jail, too. This is Zebulon. I don't know how to say his name. It's a hard name. That's one of the brothers. Okay, so now we're in jail. Now what happens while he's in jail? The warden has a dream in jail. Thank you. No, I'm sorry. Hey guys, shh. After Joseph had been in jail for some time, a cupbearer and a baker were sent to prison from Pharaoh. One night, each of them had a dream. They told their dream to Joseph, and he told the cupbearer that he would be let out of jail. So Joseph told them the dreams. Thank you. He helped interpret what the dreams were for the cupbearer and the baker. Thank you. Okay? Now, when the cupbearer was freed, he forgot to tell Pharaoh about what Joseph did. So Joseph stayed in jail 2 more years until one day Pharaoh had a dream, and nobody could explain it. Then the cupbearer remembered what Joseph had done for him, and Joseph was brought to Pharaoh. "Can you understand dreams?" Pharaoh asked. "I can't, but God can," Joseph replied. After Pharaoh had told him his dream, Joseph explained, "God is warning you. There will be 7 years of good harvest with 7 years of famine, and there won't be any food for anyone after that." "What can I do?" Pharaoh asked. "God has shown you what you can do. There will be 7 years before the bad years that will be very good, so good that there will be extra food for everyone. So you should save a little bit of each year's harvest. That way you will have enough to get you through the bad years." Pharaoh believed all Joseph told him, and here again Joseph is put in charge of all the land of Egypt. People came from all counties to buy grain from Joseph because the whole world was in need of food. Some of the people were Joseph's brothers. When the brothers came, Joseph recognized them, but they did not know who he was. So people from all around came to Egypt to get food. So you know what I thought? I thought this is perfect time for snack. Yeah, because I know you guys like snacks. But guess what? We got a lot of grown-ups out here, too. So do you think we should feed them snack, too?
No.
You know, we don't want to feed them?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Well, okay, well, if you guys can calmly stand up, I'm going to have you line up right here.
No, I don't
want to. And you don't have to if you don't want to. But listen, I'm going to hand you guys a cup, and you're going to go around and pass a snack out. And then, listen, once all the grown-ups have a snack, then you guys get a snack too, okay? So go, can you go give that to Mom? Okay, go pass this out. You get goldfish after this. Those are for you. Go to the end of the line.
Why?
Because I want the littler kids up here. Thank you. There you go. Can you go pass this out? Pass it here. Go pass this out. Go give it to a grown up. And then come back.
Thank you.
Okay, go pass it. No, go pass it to a grown up.
What? I did.
No, he's just an older kid. There we go.
And me?
Okay. Yep. We're going to get those for the kids.
Yeah. Wait, we can have pretzels?
Yes, you can.
Do I have to
give them? Yep, go give it to a grown up. Go give it to a grown up and you guys can come back and get your own.
Here we are.
Go give this to an adult, and then you can come back for your snack.
I came back.
Well, we're going to did we hand out some to everybody?
I gave one for each one.
Oh, thank you. We'll just throw that one out. Okay. If any adult didn't get a snack that wants one, raise your hand. Oh, we got someone in the back. Oh, we got a couple. Yes. Go sit down. Okay, now take your snack and sit down after all the grown-ups have one. Go sit down, Joshua. There you go. Good job.
Mom, what are the
Yeah, you go sit there.
Sorry.
Okay. Oh, we still need it. We have Miss Dorothy in the back wants one.
I need a fish now.
Go give that to Miss Denise.
I'll give it to someone.
Right over there.
Right over there.
Yes.
That's some goldfish.
No, let me have those juice. No.
Oh, come in. You cut off my hand.
Okay, now sit down and eat your crackers.
I'm sorry.
May I have some pretzels, please?
Yes. Okay, now let's sit down. Get your snack and we'll sit down. No, sit down.
I don't have anything for a snack.
We're going to sit down over here. Thank you. Come on. We're going to sit over here. Thanks.
I don't have anything.
Good job. Go, okay, you can go grab one. Okay. Okay, now you guys will be able to have full tummies and listen, right?
No.
No? Did you get yours? No? Let's get you one. Yes. Okay. Anybody else need some crackers? Okay. Did you get one? There you go. Okay. Okay, now we're going to listen to the rest of the story, okay? And then we have a special thing at the end. So when the brothers came back and they Joseph recognized them right away when they wanted food, right, which you guys just all had. But when Joseph came back, when the brothers came to get food, let's not throw them in the air, okay, guys? Let's just eat normal. Thank you. So now the brothers are in Egypt getting food, and Joseph recognizes them right away, but the brothers do not see him. So you know what the brothers, the first thing they did? They bowed down. You know why? Because Joseph was pretty important in Egypt. He was right after Pharaoh. He was an important guy. And his brothers didn't know it was his brother, so they all bowed down to him. After a few meetings with his brothers, he could not keep it any longer, and Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Is my father alive?" But his brothers couldn't answer him because they were afraid. Then Joseph said, "Come here. I am your brother, the one you sold. Do not worry and do not be angry at yourselves for selling me, because God has put me here to save people from starving." So his fathers, his brothers, and their family came to live in Egypt with Joseph, and they had all the food they needed. So actually, what else happened is Pharaoh found out about his family and gave him all of Joseph's family, the best pieces of land in all of Egypt. And they pretty much did. They lived pretty happy after that. And Joseph, what did Joseph do? What was really important? Did he forgive his brothers? Yeah? Yes, Bryce. Yes. So there's a lot of lessons that you can learn in that story. I want to hear from you guys before I tell you some of my ideas. What do you think? What kind of things can you learn about that story? Yes. Oh, but is that true? Yeah. Yeah. Connor. Yes. And actually, they heard that a lot. God was with Joseph the whole time. Yes, Bryce. Forgiveness. Yes, Maggie. Okay, we'll have pretzels at the end. Okay, so I'm going to tell you a little thing that I learned out of this story, and then we'll be done, okay? Thank you very much, Ezzie. So we don't always know what God's plan is, do we? So when we go through some really hard times, like getting thrown in a ditch and being sold to be a slave, that could be really icky, right? Right? So we don't always know what his plan is. And when we are going through a hard time, maybe we have an illness or a disease. Could be a hard time at school with work, family. It's not always easy. Or we don't even know why we're going through that sometimes, right? But even when we go through those times, good will come out of it. This is when we need to turn to God, trust that he has a plan, pray that he reveals it, and be patient. We don't know how long God is shaping us and preparing us for his glory. So do you guys know how long that took for Joseph to get to the dream at the end? That was about, how many years do you think that was?
10 years.
There was 7 years of good harvest, 7 years of bad harvest. So that's at least 14. They say it's about 20 years. And you know what happened? When Joseph saved many lives because God revealed the dream to Joseph, thank you, Patrick, many people were saved and they didn't starve. So when you're going through hard times, remember that you don't know what God's going to do in the end, right? He could be doing some really amazing things and we just don't know it yet. So in Genesis 50:20, Joseph tells his brothers, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done in saving many lives." God trusted Joseph and allowed God to be with him and work through him. Did we read anywhere that Joseph cried and whined about it? No, because he took charge and he worked in the jail, he worked in the house. He worked really hard for the Lord even though things were really bad for him. And he had a good attitude about it. So he earned the trust of all the households and allowed God to be with him and work through him. What do you guys think? Is that a pretty cool story?
Yes.
Yep. I know. I am too. I know. So that is actually all we have for our story today. We're going to sing our last song, and then we're going to do a special handout for the kids at the end, okay? Thank you. You can stand up here and sing.
I bet my